off your radio and do that.
Antenna again. Got to transmit when I'm up on a little bit of a hill, but still.
And I've got a stretch of road that does me the same way.
In my truck, man, it's killing me. I'm ready to get back on the road. I'm tired of it going down. Across both batteries to the alternator, but so far I haven't heard anything back from him yet.
But the problem
hitting him, because in all honesty, I never had this problem until they had to slice into my original cable and add that terminal, and then that's when this problem started cropping up.
You think how to fix it?
I don't know. I'm to the point I'm getting a little bit desperate, but I don't know why else that driver's side battery would keep running out of juice.
This is Howard, dude. Oh, here's something on it. You got the full fuses. Take the info, check it out. What you got?
Tim hooked up his radio to his battery in his Honda Pilot. That thing threw a fit on the charging system side of things.
Gotta put a battery isolator in. Battery, separate from all that.
Hook my radio up to my battery system at all that's coming straight from the alternator.
Do it, but you need to put what they call a battery isolator so it'll charge when it needs to. Between the two. Ray's done it. Talk to Ray, K4FTG. He'll tell you how to do it.
Tim, what he ended up doing on his.
Can do.
I put an isolator in it. I'm not sure what he did.
He ought to. In the alternator class, but he will be in the super big with the. So it's plow trucks all the time. I have four alternators every other week.
The battery closest to the alternator, one of the radios hooked up, it'll stay fine. It keeps a charge, but the driver's side battery will eventually run dead, and that's whenever my goes into limp mode and starts throwing faults and everything else and eventually shut down.
The current and one battery is taking more load than the other one is. It may handle it, but you may have to do something else. But you know, what you might want to do is call up the one of the guys that does alternator work and tell them what the problem is.
Tested this one, he load tested the other two, and I don't know if just them running dead ended up killing them or what, but I know the first time he load tested when this first started happening, the battery was pretty much dead. It had ruined the cell. I don't remember on this one whether that was the same case or not.
Junk. Battery, try it again. Charge it enough, and when it does charge, it'll just put a little charge in, we charge it. It won't affect the other one that much. I think it's just what it needs to do.
With the dual battery system.
That's what it's designed to do. The time for chips in the older ones probably weren't. Fuck. That's why I get my older car and work on that crap. Designed to throw it out, this garbage. Yeah, formula in.
I don't know, it didn't crop up till, I don't know what, 2-3 months ago, whenever I first started having issues out of it. Nothing really makes sense with this. The radio can't, it's not really drawing more than 4 amps, 5 amps at a time, so I don't know.
Thank you. there's a place to answer certain questions, that's all they do. If you call up one of the places, I forgot the name of it. We used to use it in a shop, we got trouble with it. It was like $45 a call, but it was worth it.
On a battery isolator, see what I can find out. See if that's the direction I need to go in. KO4CE.
That's KM4NAP. You doing this morning?
Come today?
I'm behind Dave's Wednesday, of course.
Was the truck late?
Down the road and build the papers and bag them and double bag them, all that other good stuff.
Rain last night.
Rain, to speak of, I've gotten a few sprinkles this morning on my windshield, but other than that, I haven't seen anything.
Andrew.
So it's warming up a little bit right now on my way to work, but other than that, no.
TFW Mobile. Doing well this morning, Al, and you?
Sean.
Hey, there he is. Good morning, Mike. Hey, good morning, Andrew. The big DX man.
I think I qualifies as a big DX from here on out.
X is always a big DX.
In Brazil, he was calling yesterday, so Tim pointed me in his direction, and I was able to make contact with him. Yesterday. One was that, the DX, and another one, I actually got to talk to a gentleman flying a plane from Miami to West Virginia, I believe he said.
And to work a split station.
Y'all have a great day. 73s to everybody, and hopefully we'll be talking in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Sender. Amazon.
What's about the truth?
but I'm not up on all that good stuff.
Either, and Tim set me straight when I got to work.
Our go-to man for info.
Encyclopedia.
It's full of a whole bunch of useless information.
It's useless unless you need it.
I hear you on that.
Right, the country has all the looks.
I think I walked over you.
I said, he's got the brains, but us three have the looks.
I don't think that's the game. For myself.
KN4 TFW.
Now that's Garrett Ward off of Ward.
Much as I hate it, I'm destinating. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning, Lord willing. And so I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. You guys have a great day, safe day. Enjoy your coffee. Ed and Ken, you probably got a cup of coffee too, so go ahead. I'm going to go in and make me a pot, so I'm going to get a little bit here in just a second. You guys have a great day, and looking forward to talking to you again. KK4NXC, I'll be clear on your final.
Glad you made it in safe. Talk to you in the morning, hopefully. And I got 25 cups of coffee sitting at the house waiting on me. So 7-3, my friend. KM4NAP.
7-3, Mike. Have an awesome day. Tell Tim we said hey. And we'll catch you again, hopefully, in the morning. KN4TFW.
Get rain over back your way? I'm not getting anything.
I was pretty much out of here. I got a couple of little sprinkles, not really enough to put your windshield wiper on. It's supposed to be gone by the time the sun gets up, but I believe it's cleared you by now. We're going for almost 70 today, and I don't think it never really hardly got above 85.
We got five. She's already got their phone with, so I can help them. And then I'll tell them what it is.
Talking about.
With a radio phone, let me know who it is, so I can tell my brother what kind of car it is.
Worked that guy from Boa Vista, Brazil.
I've talked to him like three different times.
Time for me too, and that's the one that Andrew got.
Just about any day of the week, I think.
Yeah, that's why I texted him. I knew Andrew was on, and I told him to get him.
I'm in a station from France. It's just on there just about every day.
It's in Croatia that was he was working split, but you know, usually split's only about five or six up or down than that, but man, he was way spread apart.
Wonder why he was so far wide.
I mean, he heard me, but he just couldn't quite get the call sign right and that, but he was listening on, he was talking on 7102, and he was listening on 7286. But didn't have no pile up.
Yeah.
Down in the weeds, Al.
I gotta move around. It's hard to find it.
N4 TFW.
That way, now, Andrew, that car he's driving, I just want to know what it is so I can help him with the. My brother can help with the radio problem with the battery.
In that one.
What car? What kind of car is it? Toyota, a Prius, or a Lexus, or what?
Thank
you. I'll just over. I think it is, and we'll just try it. So we'll see. And then later, he can tell me what it is. This is with all of them. if you guys want time for a lap. When they first came on the computer. So what they did was, this guy put his radio in and he turned it on WPOP radio, and all of us tested the car, and JM rep didn't work, and all of us were messing around. Next thing we know, what the guy does, he turns on POP and it falls his flat, and we're all laughing. And they took it apart, and the guy had a radio hooked right to the computer line. That 73s, guys. Catch you tomorrow.
Catch you in the morning.
For help, I'll slam some wire on that, another antenna together to get a good transmitter on here.
She got it turned in. Maybe the blue lights will show up pretty quick.
Okay, I'm going the opposite direction now. And they might find them up a tree.
Yesterday afternoon, me and Patrick were just talking about the time I got home, and a brand new ham from Traveler's Rest popped on. Patrick was their first contact, and I was their second. And it's, it was a woman out of Traveler's Rest, KO4NN, I want to say NNX.
My very first contact was on a little old 10-meter, 25-watt Radio Shack radio. Had the antenna run across the front porch, and the guy I spoke to was in Puerto Rico. Radio too, but I might let you play with it. Oh, mobile, because that's what it is.
Just 10 meters.
Patrick, think of getting that guy down in Brazil.
He thought it was pretty good.
You straighten me out, because there's so many getting in here now, I can't keep the name straight. But, hopefully that'll cause him to get on more.
A group of guys, and it seems like I read it somewheres or something, or heard them on the radio, that they always get together and they go out to there's an island off of Venezuela, Bonaire or something like that, and then they broadcast from there, because I saw last night there was three or four of them that had the DJ2 / their call sign. And he was just wondering how you logged that. But I think you set up a different call sign registry at QRZ, and then it'll give you credit for it.
Oh, that's done. I know I talked to one like that one time, and I typed it in as I got it, and it logged it.
Go to some of the settings there in QRZ. You can, it's got an option to set up like a different remote call sign so that when you're logging, you can pick which one you want to log to.
And then get nosy and see what I can find.
If his radio would work split, or how to do it.
Fan split.
Let's figure it out. I kind of like it. You don't have to listen to all the other stations doing all their stuff. This on because he was out there all by himself. There wasn't no pile up. He was just calling CQ DX North America.
Supposed to be getting a lot of sunspots coming up, so hopefully we'll be able to talk just about anywhere we want.
Morning, I'm way early.
And I'm running late.
And it's early.
Half an hour late.
We're being early yesterday.
We're on time this morning. It's just Wednesday. I've got to go down the road. I've got to build the papers as I go. And then I got to fold them and bag them and because it's sprinkling rain off and on. I've got to double bag them because the bag that they sold me, you sneeze and you blow a hole in them. So it's running me behind a little bit, but that's all right.
Saw where Daniel ain't going to be able to make it on Friday night. And that motorcycle rider that got killed, it was his girlfriend's brother, but it was also a real good friend of his.
I hate that happen. I hate he's not going to be able to be there. I was looking forward to seeing him.
KN4TFW.
My crew, yours, Mike, Tim, Andrew, what about Patrick?
He was going to make it, him and his wife.
I tell you, last time y'all saw me, I had a close-cut beard and a haircut. But since all this other mess has gone on, I got a beard halfway down my chest.
I hear you. That COVID and all those restrictions will do that to you. I saw on the news this morning that Texas is doing away with that mask stuff.
Point AP, Friday. They need to. They need to do it here. But, you know, McMaster's lifted all the restrictions, so I don't know if that's one of them or not.
The mask yet, but it's got to be coming. I'll be glad when they do. Optional, right?
For that, when I got one on, I feel like I'm wearing a muzzle and can't say nothing.
Oh, my God, one that kind of looks like an old Western cowboy outlaw looking mask, and that it kind of hooks on your ears and around your neck, and it's not too bad. But boy, these ones that work, they're the ones you kind of use like when you're sanding sheetrock and stuff like that, and it's like, man, those get tough after a while.
Okay, one less I absolutely have to. Money scam thing and a scare tactic.
That.
It'll eventually come out, but nobody will pay for it.
You know, I don't doubt that it's a bad flu and that, but if you just called it the flu, the results would have been exactly the same as they are now, and everything would have been, you know, a lot better off.
I agree with you.
All you gotta do is just look in the, you know, the history and the encyclopedias and that, and you'll see all the other ones were also COVIDs. So there's really nothing different. Just you decided to call it that and give it a scary name.
Thinking about Conan the Barbarian. Movies, even if it was Arnold.
I actually watched it.
Like a good fight. And, bloody gory stuff. They good movies.
I don't watch a ton of movies. A few every now and then.
Kid, so I was eating supper watching the Muppets.
Yeah, now I remember those days.
I relate to Animal.
They were banning Dr. Seuss because he was racist.
I saw that. Those people done lost their minds.
Stretch the truth there a little bit.
Not liking green eggs and ham was racist, huh?
Some people took offense to the pictures, trying to put something into it that never was there.
But these younger people just gone slap crazy. 4 years of the Marine Corps.
They're just wearing the feelings out there on the shirt sleeve so they can get hurt every time somebody sneezes.
Be me seen, but as far as I look at it, the only thing I can tell them is suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was thinking. If you don't like it, feel free to move.
People that want communism come into the United States, they ain't got money to go to Russia. I'll be more than glad to buy them a one-way ticket.
And find out how it really is, not how the news says it is. You know what I mean? What the news says and how it is two different things.
One good taste of it, they need to go down to Venezuela.
A minute to get signed into this book here in the office. KN4TFW.
If it's going to rain or not rain, one side of the street I get sprinkled on. Go around the corner and don't get nothing.
That thing here, it's supposed to be totally out of the area by the sun up.
Up what, 70 today?
How about hold on? Yeah, I think it's supposed to be getting close to it today, sure enough.
People are getting sick, hot during the day and freeze at night.
That than it is about the COVID, right?
Doctor said he sends stuff off, knows it's the flu, no doubt it's the flu, and they send it back as COVID just so they get extra money from the government.
Yes, and that, well, bad as I hate to, I'm going to have to go ahead and head on up in here to the office here and get this party started for today. But it was good talking to you this morning. Hope you get done and early and don't get too wet. And have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you in the morning. 73 KN4TFW.
Getting safe. Hope to catch you in the morning. Don't work too hard. And see if you can get outside and enjoy some of that sunshine today. So 73, see you, my friend. KM4 and AP clear.